I just got a text. Thank you for texting me, by the way, 77031. A very nice listener said, "Hey, Russ, the man you that took you home yesterday, his name is Norm, and I just told him that you thanked him on the air, and he's grinning from ear to ear. Norm's a nice fella. Thank you, Norm, and
I love your Norm.
Love your truck, and thank you for, you know, I might have passed out halfway through. It was 3 miles, 2.5, 3 miles. I probably could have made it.
You'll never know.
Yeah, I got time to do it some other time. Hey, it's the Triple R segment at 7, and it's brought to you by MyHomeBuildersNetwork.com. That's Mike from MyHomeBuildersNetwork.com. You've heard about him for years. He's been a sponsor here for a long time. Great fella. Now, here's what he specializes in now, okay? You got a hole in your roof. You need to have your roof, you know, leak. You need a patch. He'll patch your roof. If you need an entire new roof, he'll do that. He doesn't, though, pressure you to have the whole new roof done. He'll just fix it if it just needs to be fixed, but he also can do a whole new roof. He also does those replacement windows that save you a lot of money. If you've got, if you're like, man, my windows, it's drafty and all that kind of stuff. Well, he can make sure they're not drafty. Also, he does the gutters, brand new gutters. He brings out a thing, you know, he'll put like custom gutters on your house and those gutter covers that he just did for me, and that makes life so much better. It's myhomebuildersnetwork.com, myhomebuildersnetwork.com. Trivia time, as I look over, Angel's got a packed lines. Everyone's calling in trying to win. That's awesome. We appreciate it. And if you win, not only do you get a prize in the prize pinata, but you get to plug and promote whatever you wish. Angel, what prizes do we have in the prize pinata today?
Today's prize pinata is brought to you by Central Family Moving and Storage. They are Central Florida's trusted source for local and long-distance moving services. They'll get you in your new place, your new home, in no time at all. From packing to delivery, Central Moving is fully licensed and insured to provide you a seamless moving experience. You start that process, go to CentoMoving.com. That is C-E-N-T-O moving, the word moving.com. Cento with a C. There's no S there either. Start that process. Felipe follows up with you, makes that easy for you. Forget the stress, move with the best. CentoMoving.com.
That's what I told Friendly Trendly. I said, man, at your age, you should just give him the phone number of Cento.
I tried to give him the number. He was walking out the door quickly.
And now I'm going to help him move. But they helped your mama, right?
Did. They helped my mom move, and they did an amazing job, and she's super happy with what they did. So thank you to Cento for doing that.
Up first, got a pair of tickets to see the Orlando Pride versus Angel City FC Sunday, August the 7th at Exploria Stadium. Match time is 7 p.m.
Ah.
We also have a $50 Tijuana Flats cash card.
Dios mío.
Try the new Carnitas entrees, Queso Blanco Chimichanga, Spicy Habanero Burrito, or the Chipotle Barbecue Park Barbecue Pork Tacos at your nearest Tijuana Flats today.
Ate there last night.
Hey, can dogs eat pork?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we'll wrap it up with a pair of tickets to see the Wawa 250 powered by Coca-Cola Friday, August the 26th at one of my favorite places in the whole entire world, Daytona International Speedway. And this gets you a chance to win a pair of Coke Zero Sugar 400 tickets now. Ooh. At realradio.fm/contest. Oh, you can, yeah, there's another, I'm sorry, I said that incorrectly. Let me fix this. The race is at 7:30 p.m. that day. If you want to win a pair of Coke Zero Sugar 400 tickets, you go to realradio.fm/contest, and we're giving a pair of those tickets away there as well. And those are the prizes in today's prize pinata, Russ.
Thank you, sir. All right, who do you want up on first?
Let's go
make it someone you really like, because I think I'm making the questions easier and easier these days.
All right, so we're going to go like this. We're going to go Joe from Waterford Lakes. He's near UCF.
All right. Joe.
Hey, what's going on?
Out of everybody on the phone, Angel liked you the best, Joe. You must have sounded like you're happy and awake. We appreciate that.
Let's go, Angel, man. Let's go.
All right, Joe. If you get it right, you get to take whatever prize you want, and you're King Joe. You get to plug and promote whatever you want, buddy. And if you don't get it right, don't worry. You got another chance. You can pick your favorite monster to help you out, and it could be Ryan or Carlos or Angel. Okay, bud?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Name the celebrity who had to apologize to a couple for disturbing their peaceful hike when he was doing his own stunt work. This movie star was dropped off the top of a mountain in the UK, and then he jumped off the mountain, off the cliff, with a parachute and paraglided down and kind of ruined these guys' little picnic they were having. What movie star do you think did that?
I actually just saw this. It was Tom Cruise.
Ah!
Yeah, it's all over the news. I thought it'd be easy, but I wanted to talk about it, so I figured we'd make it. Yeah, he was, this guy does his own stunts. Now, like, I know it seems a little nutty with the whole Scientology thing, but put that to the side for a second. Mm. If you're going to be a movie star, right? And then you're going to be a movie star, and you make billions of dollars for them, and you still do your own stunts, that's pretty badass. You got to admit. And Carlos, what it's like. To be on a set like that, and they're real particular about certain stars and them getting injured, right?
Oh, yeah. So many big stars don't do any stunts.
Yeah.
People think of stunts of like that, but stunts is also like a shove. You know what I'm saying? Like something very small, and some of them don't even do that. Like, I've been surprised. That's probably been one of the biggest. I'm like, oh, y'all don't really want to, like, fight right now? Like, and then you do see some actors like a Jason Statham that is so into because that's what he does.
Right.
But Tom Cruise at this level?
Yeah.
Most guys, I tell you this, most actors that I know, I'm not going to name, I don't really personally know them, but at their age and level,
yeah,
I have earpieces in their ear doing lines. Okay, that's where they're at. They're not doing stunts.
Yeah.
They're not doing, like, most of those. So,
and some of those guys were reading cue cards and stuff. Remember,
absolutely.
Like you said Bo Bridges was reading off cue cards.
Yeah,
there was it wasn't supposed to, you know.
Yeah,
a friend of mine said that.
Somebody else who worked on that show.
But no, Mary Ellen was on another set thing with, what's his name, Roberts. Julia Roberts' brother.
I know who you're saying. Yeah, I don't remember his name though.
What is his name? Something Roberts. Anyway,
Marlon Brando famously did it for Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, and the guy Roberts. I forget his first name.
No, his godfather, Marlon Brando.
But he was reading cue cards the entire time. And you know, when I saw the movie,
doesn't matter. Ultimately, doesn't matter what the process is. But my point to that is, Tom Cruise is jumping out of a plane and then reciting lines. Okay, like he's like insane, and I'm here for it. Even though I didn't even see Top Gun,
it's 100% reckless. He's being completely disingenuous.
Uh-oh.
This is
uh-oh.
For him.
No.
It's to get his rocks off. He's an economy. There are people that count on him for jobs.
Yeah.
There's an industry that's counting on him to produce a product. And one of these days with him, you know, circle jerking and doing, oh, I'm going to do my own stunt. I'm going to do my own parachute. And he's going to get himself really hurt. And then it's going to.
Well, he broke his leg last movie.
That should be the warning sign. Hey, dude, you were jumping from one building to the next. You broke your ankle. How about you ease up on you doing your stunts? We like what you do in front of the camera.
Yeah.
We buy the gimmick. Okay,
but
come on.
Angel, he just wants the truth.
Yeah.
You can't handle the truth.
There we go. That's what I was wanting. That's a good point. Hey, look, I think that's a good point, but it's Tom Cruise, dude. Go look at Tom Cruise. You look, Angel, you walk up to Tom Cruise and you look down at him and you go, you should stop doing those stunts, you billion-dollar juggernaut lives by this code for your whole life. Stop it. Stop it, I say, and he'd go, who is this guy?
Carlos, I'll tell you
why is he on my set?
So Matt Damon was doing an interview about this, and they were asking, like, how is it that Tom Cruise is able to do all his own stunts like this? Because Matt Damon isn't allowed to do it.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, I asked Tom Cruise about that. I'm like, Tom, you know, this Mission Impossible movie, like, how did you get strap yourself on the plane and do that? He goes, well, here's what happened. I went to the safety and inspection guy that is in charge of the entire movie, and I said, listen, I want to strap myself on the plane and do that. And the guy goes, no, you can't do that. We're not going to allow you to do that. And then Tom Cruise said, well, so then I fired him and hired another safety guy.
I saw that clip going around. He was doing a good Cruise impression, too.
Yeah. So he just fired the guy that said, no, you can't do it, and just hired someone that would let him do it.
And that's the point, right? Like, he owns the production. So most of these producers and studios, they don't want you doing the stunts. Let this badass, amazing stunt people that make their living do it.
Yeah.
Like, and a lot of actors look at it that way. They go, like, and I respect that. And for me, like, I like doing the stuff, so I get it. But if you don't, I also respect that too, because they go, you're taking money out of the stunt people's pockets by doing this.
So by the way, the actor I was trying to think of, Julia Roberts' brother that was reading the cue cards and stuff, is Eric Roberts. Yeah. And he was in Megaboa. I got to tell you, when you watched Megaboa, I couldn't tell he was reading it. He did a really good job at looking around and making it seem like it was coming off the top of his head. So anyway. All right, when we come back, it's King Joe. You get to be the king, buddy. We'll put you on hold and you can pick out your prize with Angel. And when we come back, you can tell us about anything you want, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, brother, you take care. All right, we'll talk to King Joe when we come back. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning. Order your bottle of Majestic Monster whiskey now from the next four barrels. Get it before everybody else does. Just go to Monsters.fm. By the way, on the when you go to the, you'll go to Monsters.fm and you'll see I put a little click through there and it goes to BevFly.com and they're the ones that are shipping it all over the world. Actually, they had an order. They said in Ireland. Ah. we're shipping Majestic Monster whiskey to Ireland. This is crazy. But anyway, you can order it, and they're shipping it all over the world. The picture they have, though, at BevFly is still the white label, and that's not the one you'd be getting. The white label ones are done, and I told them you need to change that because some people are going to be confused. But
they're already irritated.
Yeah, there's some people that are irritated. I know. The first 100 bottles are gone. It's the black label. The next,
that should be a quick fix. Be changed by today.
I know. I talked to Whiskey Paul yesterday, and I sent him the picture. Maybe he'll get it clean. I just don't want people to get disappointed. But anyway, order now before the next four barrels are gone. And I think you'll like it. A lot of people have checked it out. They absolutely loved it. What's up? I'm Russ, along with Angel Carlos and Ryan, and we've got a king on the line. It's King Joe, who won in trivia. Joe.
Hey, Joe.
What would you like to tell us about, buddy?
Hello?
Hey, bud.
Hey,
what's going on, guys?
Not much, man. What would you like to tell us about, Joe?
Nothing really, man. Just that on that Tom Cruise thing, man, you can't take away from the talent no matter what his views are on anything. But I do have a shout-out.
Yeah, give it.
Yeah, I got for my brother, Chris Leone. He owns Leone Inkwork Tattoo. He's actually online. It shows him in Castleberry. He's no longer at that location. He's going to be on a Loma at Counterculture. He's got over 50 reviews, all over 5-star. You can reach him at leoneinkwork.com or just Google the name. He's professional, and from the moment you walk into the end, he's going to make you feel comfortable. The environment's sterile, and he's going to use high-quality ink and do a good job.
That's very cool. Now, how do you spell the name again? Just because I know Ryan wants to look it up and put it up.
Leone is the last name.
That's it, yep.
And how long has he been doing that, Joe?
About 2 years he's been doing tattoos. He's been an artist ever since I can remember.
That's going to be very competitive, I would think, because I am amazed, no matter what town I go to or whatever, there's always several tattoo shops. So he's been doing it for a couple years. Oh, wow, it looks very nice. So he was an artist before. How did he make that jump into being a tattoo artist?
I think he actually always knew he wanted to do tattoos. So he just wanted to take his time, and he had started practicing on fake skin, oranges, stuff like that. Got a little more comfortable, did some private tattoos on friends and stuff. And then once he started doing good and figured out how the tattoo machine works, he went on from there.
Are those do you have ducks behind you?
Where are you at?
Oh, I am actually working. There are ducks here. I closed the door.
Where are you?
Hard ducks.
Nice.
I'm over here by that arcade that you guys talked about on Alethea Woods, the cool adult arcade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that Monster Arcade?
I'm working. I'm at the Publix over there.
What do you do for a living, Joe?
I wrangle ducks.
I'm a snack vendor. I provide like Cape Cod chips, snacks to the grocery stores all out in Oviedo.
Oh, Cape Cod chips are good.
Are they really from Cape Cod? No. Are they really from there? Is there somebody making them in Cape Cod? Friggin' tell us
chips,
the truth.
Wicked good.
I couldn't speak for their company. I'm just a distributor. I believe they do come from Cape Cod, though.
Hey, Joe.
What do the ducks say about it?
So your buddy that does tattoos, I mean,
his brother.
It's your brother. It's your brother.
Yeah.
So it's been 2 years. It's really competitive, isn't it? Like, how does he advertise, or how does he get? Is it just word of mouth? And people are like, man, this guy does a great job.
No,
or,
$5 off, he gets to put his name on the business card on there too.
Boom.
Yeah, he's got lots of marketing. He pays for marketing on Facebook, Google, and then a lot of word of mouth is big, or just people walking by and seeing the shop and walking in the door. A lot of the times it's an impulse thing. If you don't get it then, you're probably not going to do it for a while.
That's true. Yeah. Hey, does he have rules about whether you've been drinking or not? Like, there's some places that are like, hey, listen, if you've been drinking, we're not giving you a tattoo because you're going to be mad afterwards. And there's other places that they don't care.
He's pretty professional about it, so I don't know that he'd want you drinking in his studio. I'd have to ask him about that myself. I haven't asked.
Yeah, probably not. That's usually.
I would assume not.
Do you have a tattoo by them? Did he give you a tattoo yet?
Oh yeah. Oh, definitely. I've got a big arm piece of a lion on my right arm, and he's actually going to be doing some more coming up here soon.
Well, I got to tell you, Ryan Holmes says he wants a sleeve.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can different X-Men characters and their powers.
Right. He wants Marvel characters a sleeve. Yeah. Oh, that'd be cool, Ryan. You have, you know,
but like mixed in with like social causes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, check the page out. You'll see some of his work. All his reviews are 5-star. He has that neon UV ink. He's got all high quality.
Oh, I want
stuff.
That.
What's that?
Yeah. It glows under a black light.
Oh, yeah, wait a minute.
The eyes on mine, actually, only the eyes I did in color, and those glow in the black light.
So you're telling me, so you if you walk into a club or whatever, and they've got a black light, it glows in the dark?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've not seen
that
before.
You'd be the king.
That's badass, man.
That's a really long way to go for you to be going back to clubs, Russ.
I'm going to go get a...
Man, I'm going back to clubs. I'm going to be tattooed from my head to my toe and glowing. I want to look like the Hulk clubbing. Take me to the club. I'm Russ the Hulk. Take me to the club.
He does really
it's
good
my
work.
Hulk day.
So you say he doesn't have a place as of right now?
No, he
just moved.
He does. He moved from the Castleberry location you'll see on Google. He's got to update that. And he's now at Counterculture. He's in the same building with Counterculture Tattoos. They kind of work side by side.
Very cool, man. Well, good. Yeah. Well, that's awesome, Joe.
That's incredible work, man. That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, what prize did you take with you, Joe?
I got the gift card to Tijuana.
There you go. That's
good. I got a one-year-old, so I can't really be going to the big events.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
Ryan wants to get a big Miss Mabel tattoo because he thinks she's like the greatest.
No, I want it like in the Thug Life font, but I just want it to be marvelous, like right above my belly button.
And then Miss Mabel right over your dinger.
Yeah. Only Miss Maisel can judge me right here.
Joe, how long have you been listening to the show, bud?
Oh, man, years.
All right, man.
Probably 5 years or so.
Oh, well, listen, we appreciate it.
I mean, if some chips fall off the truck at the iHeart studio, we won't say nothing about it.
Yeah.
I might have to stop by there then.
All right, Joe. Hey, I'm going to put you on hold. You're all set, man. Thank you for calling. Thanks for listening. And have a good day. Tell everybody you're king for today.
You too. You guys keep kicking ass.
All right, buddy. You take care.
Oh,
hell yeah.
I just found out where Cape Cod chips are made at.
Where?
Cape Cod.
These nuts. Oh, damn. I was going to say These Nuts USA. A long way.
Oh,
but I got there.
Nuts.
Those are good chips, though, man. They're extra crunchy.
Yeah.
They are pretty good. Yeah, I like the Cape Cod. You see the Cape Cod? Hey, that's a high-quality chip.
Yeah.
You know, you go to somebody's house, they got Cape Cod. These people are at class.
That's what I think.
It got a lighthouse on it.
Exactly. I'm like, you want to feel fancy tonight, honey?
Mm-hmm.
They had to
go to Cape Cod.
They had to start in Cape Cod, you would think.
They did. Rex in our YouTube chat says they did start in Cape Cod. You can visit the factory if you go there.
Oh, wow. Oh,
that's my life's dream to go to a potato chip factory. Oh, honey, forget about the anniversary trip. We're going to Cape Cod to see where the chips are made.
We get these potatoes. We cut them.
I mean,
it
wouldn't be good for an anniversary, but I wouldn't mind checking out the. I like watching those factories to see how that stuff is made in bulk like that. It's pretty cool.
Oh, we got a big one coming. Big out the big chips.
This big boy, he likes big Cape Codders, the Codder.
I do like doing factory tour. I mean, like, they do the whiskey one in St. Augustine, that's a good time. So I could see doing it. Sam Adams tour in Boston, a lot of fun.
I've done that, that's good.
Halfway through, I'm bored. I'm like, oh, this tour's forever, and I'm ready to go do something.
Well,
you know what? If you
would have
just went to the end, they give you a peanut butter jelly sandwich at the end. So, see? You don't get one. That's what happens.
Damn. Like, you don't want to go to the DiGiorno factory.
I guess there's a, you can do a tour here in Orlando of the Regal Boat Factory. You know, they actually make Regal boats here somewhere in Central Florida, and they've got like a tour of that. I would love to do that.
I can't remember the last factory tour that I took.
Oh, you ever been to Detroit and done?
No, I've never been to Detroit, Russ.
It was the Ford factory to see how they make all the.
Oh,
Ford.
I would love to go on the line.
That is super cool.
We got Ivan who listens to us. So he works on the line up there in Detroit. His son works at one of the places here in town at Elixir. But he texts in all the time. That would be fascinating
to
go check it out.
Amazing. I took my son, Ryan and I went, when we went to Detroit to go to the Kiss concert or whatever, we went to do that tour. And it's just the assembly line thing, the way it just all pops together. It's like, it starts here, it's nothing. And 10 minutes later, truck.
The only place I'm going to Detroit is 8 Mile, the track. I'm going to take a picture selfie like this, respect to Eminem. And then I'm going to a little pizza shop they got there called Little Caesars. Mm,
Little Caesars? Yeah. You're going all the way to Detroit to go to Little Caesars?
That's where it's from.
That's where it's from, bro.
Okay, well.
I'm going to that factory tour.
You can come to my. I'm actually putting one together. It's a cattle corn factory tour.
Oof. Oh,
it's cool. It's at the farmer's market. What you do is I just walk you around my tent, one full circle, and then we're married.
You do realize
you got to buy 5 bags.
Yeah.
It's day 10, and when I brought up Detroit, all Carlos could think about was a pizza tour.
Oh,
day 10 of no pizza. And, yeah.
I'm in that mode now, rationalizing, like, it's been a whole 10 days. My stomach's recouped. I could eat 2 pizzas and probably be fine. But that's the bitch about being extra in everything that I do.
Yeah.
Is that I have to go, like, you're right, Russ. I brought up pizza. Mm. I haven't had cheese in 10 days.
You need to do like the.
What do I need to do?
Oh, man. First of all, did you eat cheese yesterday?
No. Why?
Okay.
Oh, no. I didn't grab any from that. No. I totally would have. We had a Qdoba came to the station.
Yeah.
And absolutely run. You know what I would have done in the past? Bum, 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 sour cream party. And I would have put a little cheese party, my big hand, sprinkling massive amounts of cheese. And then I would have had maybe 2 or 3 of those. But because I don't have the cheese, it's like I'm a sensible human being. I had 2 with some just regular stuff. And I felt I didn't feel bad driving home. And that's the most important thing here. So I'm feeling good losing weight.
You need to go down to the Keys and do the Key Lime Pie Tour.
Now that's what I want to do.
They have such thing?
Oh my goodness. Yeah, you can like hop to place to place and get the Key Lime Pie in the Keys. And there's a couple of spots. I don't even like key lime pie,
it's
one of the greatest things I've ever eaten. So
it's good, and I miss the key lime, Russ. It was the tour of De Carlos. Now, you know the tour of Italy and Olive Garden? The tour de Carlos was recently, you know, the pizza, the prosciutto with the mozzarella, like, you know, Italians say mozzarella. They can't even say mozzarella. It's like it breaks their tongue. Mm-hmm. Mozzarella. And then, of course, the key lime with the milk. So eliminating all that, I'm firing, bro. But I do want pizza.
I bet you do.
If I eat pizza without the cheese, is that pizza?
Yes, that's still pizza. You got to stay away from all pizzas. You said it for the month.
You're right.
Yeah, pizza without the cheese. There's sauces you can make of different varieties, but the cheese is sort of a requirement.
I was going to join you guys yesterday with the lunch they had here, and then I'm like, I have a whole thing of
you had sushi. I got sushi at the house. Still in the fridge.
Ew, did you eat that?
Why? Yes, I did.
You had a day.
That's what Angel said. You got today.
But how did you keep it? Was it in the little thing, or did you leave it? I mean, how you still in a little container? The little styrofoam container.
Styrofoam container, and just went home and just ate it up. And it was good. And that's somewhat healthy. I mean, the rice is not good.
No.
But raw fish is healthy.
Really?
Oh, raw
covered
fish is
in, covered
not
in
deep
rice.
Fried.
Yeah. You got the deep fried kind, right?
I did not.
What did you wait? What kind of rolls did you get? Oh, you got the Godzilla rolls.
I got the cheeseburger roll.
Yeah, no, I wish I did. Hey, did you read that post of all those? I said, some things you may not know about me. Were there any that you didn't know, Ryan?
There was really just one.
Only one thing.
One thing.
Out of all those things I wrote,
I talk to you 5 days a week for 5 hours.
Okay.
I've heard about you. The only thing that I didn't know, which is a couple of things, is one. You said you prefer cold over heat.
Yeah.
No, but, gross.
Yeah, no. I can't stand the heat. I mean, it super, super hot. Like when it's cold, I can put on a jacket and warm up.
You sit and you sweat. It's bad. I'd rather be hot than cold any day.
Really?
Yes. The cold will kill you in a terrible way.
So will the heat.
I'm not prepared for the cold. I don't deal with the cold very often, so I don't know how to even handle it.
I guess I look at the cold as something fun and different, because it's mostly hot in Florida. Mm. We do have a little bit of cold in a couple months, whatever. But, cold is a unique thing. We're used to heat all the time.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. Are you guys more cold than heat people?
No.
Yeah.
You'd rather have it hot.
I like it hot.
Yeah. Carlos, you rather have it hot?
Well, sometimes I like it cold, and sometimes I like it hot. So, I mean, I don't know. Like, it's such a weird statement because
you got to pick one.
I mean, we live in Florida.
We live in Florida, so I don't mind the hot.
Yeah.
But then when I go to Colorado, I love the cold. So I don't know. I've never lived in one or the. I've only lived in hot.
But you have a preference. A preference. What's your preference? What do you prefer?
Prefer. I mean, if inside my house, that's a better thing, right? Okay, because in your house is your most comfortable state.
If there's if there's a torture man, a torture man has you, and torture man says, "Listen, I'm gonna throw you in one of these rooms. One of these rooms is really cold, and one of these rooms is really hot, and I'm gonna lock you up there for a month. Which one you?
Why is he torturing me?
Why is it turning into me feeding people? My toes are exposed.
I'm trying to make the story more fun.
I know, but I couldn't even answer the first one. Now it's Jigsaw presenting the question.
What do you prefer? All I said was I prefer cold over heat.
But you live in Florida, so you don't.
I'm just, it's my preference, man.
Your AC. You what is your AC say?
Yeah, because you know, have the AC down to 68. You know,
AC is not at 68. My AC is usually at 71. So what does that say? I know every house is different.
So you prefer the heat?
No, hell no, 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 no. I'm more so in my house.
So you prefer the cold?
In my house, that's what we're doing. You're not going to put an answer on me, sir.
I'm going to label you Hot Man. You're Mr. Hot Man.
You just want to call me Hot Man, okay?
So that was the only thing out of all those things I wrote, the only thing you didn't know.
No, there was one more. Which one was it?
I remember.
You cried when Tom Petty died?
I did cry. And I cried when Dusty Rhodes died. Both of them.
I knew pretty much Dusty Rhodes.
I did know Dusty.
Yeah, you did. And I knew pretty much everyone except like the number 17 down that you have a third ball that you call Lucy. I did not know that you had a third testicle named Lucy.
I didn't even ask you, Carlos, I know you know all of the things I wrote.
Yeah, I skipped right over that. I was like, I know it.
Yeah, I figured you knew all those things.
I wonder how much. Here's the thing.
The fact that you ate the lump from your neck was weird.
That is weird. Like, I eat my own. is that I think most listeners, if they listen, like if the YouTubers, I bet you majority of them know all of them.
Only a handful of people said they knew them all. Most everybody, because I had a bunch of reactions.
Your great friends may not know them all. That's the weird thing, because we talk 5 hours, we repeat all our stories, and the great listeners and viewers, they enjoy them, and they're like, because I've sat with listeners, and I'm telling a story, and they're looking at me. And they're like, I've heard this story. Yeah.
Well, you can check it out. Some things you may not know about Russ. It's up right now at monsters.fm. And if you want to order Majestic Monster Whiskey and get some from the next batch that's about to come out before everybody else, get it before it sells out. Just go to monsters.fm, click on that, and you can go right to the website. It's bevfly.com that's selling and distributing the whiskey all over the nation and all over the world. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Everybody's talking about the good old days, right? Everybody, the good old days, the good old days.
Everybody.
Well, let's talk about the good old days.
Hot tip, here we go again. Hot tip, here we go again.
I like that. Who's this thing?
Hello to everybody.
It's an incredible DJ. One of the guys I like watching when he's doing his thing. He goes by the moniker of Scratch Bastard.
Scratch Bastard.
Yeah, he's out of Canada.
Okay.
And the guy is just phenomenal. He's got an incredible YouTube page. He's got his own hot sauce. He does this work with Jazzy Jeff. He does a bunch of really cool things. And
he's out of Canada?
Yeah.
He's a DJ?
So,
D-A?
Yeah, I got
it.
Yeah,
okay. So, Jazzy Jeff, he's not considered a joke, is he?
Jazzy Jeff is
gave Will Smith credibility.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And that's actually true words couldn't be said.
Yeah.
Fresh Prince needed Jazzy Jeff because Jazzy Jeff came up the Hard Knock way in, as far as DJ battles. And yeah, he was
song the, was about him.
Yeah. So he, yeah. So, but those guys collaborate a lot. And this guy, I love watching what he does. And this is one of his, albums that he dropped.
See, and it's stuff like that you can hear on What the Hell's Angel Listening To right here on Real Radio from 9 till midnight right here on Real Radio. You always, and I say always, but I would say like 85% of the time you play some stuff like, man, that's really cool stuff that I like. I mean, and I'd never heard of it before. So, that's very cool. Oh well. By the way, Carlos, you were correct, and there's no real spoiler here. I'm not going to spoil anything. What? I'm just going to tell Carlos I agree with you about Better Call Saul. I was like, oh man, you know, Angel had said this, you know, and that you know, we've built up so much about this particular appearance of these two characters, and there's so much buildup, and it seemed like it was just
flat, right?
Forced. It was like,
Angel, you thought the same thing.
They forced that in there. Like, there's no reason even to do that. I mean,
the problem was this, Los, is that in Jesse Pinkman had talked about it. This was supposed to be a hardcore kept secret. We weren't supposed to know about this, that this appearance was going to be made. And I wish they would have been able to do that better, because then that scene lands differently.
You know, I think you're right. And I'm normally a guy that I don't care about spoilers. It doesn't bother me. But I will say, for this particular thing, I had built up. I'm like, ooh, what episode are they going to be there? What episode? And then when they're there, it's very short and it's not really
part
of the story.
It's exactly what we were afraid of, in the sense of, man, I wanted more out of that.
Yes.
Whereas if we don't know about it, we don't know that this is going to happen. And that pops up. The three of us are like, oh!
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I guess, but it also, I'm still watching it going like, okay, obviously there's going to be some payoff, I hope. Because other than that, it looks like it was shoved in. And once again, did he not look super old?
He looked older. I didn't feel the same way you did.
I didn't say super old. I shouldn't say super old. He didn't look 80 years old. But he just looked... The whole thing of Pinkman was, he was the underling.
Yeah.
He was the high school student.
Well...
I think what happens,
I think
Los,
the theme today is that time is undefeated.
Absolutely.
And the other thing is, Los, is that technology is a bitch, because with all our televisions and with the high definition and all these things, subtle things like that you probably wouldn't have picked up on.
Kind of
come to the forefront, you know.
But in that same regard, technology is amazing, and you don't have to do a lot to clean those little things up.
Ryan is right. I think that with what you said yesterday about what they could have done,
Snapchat filter would fix that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if there was anybody in the room that made that call. You know.
So two more episodes are all we have, and it's done. Better Call Saul is done, and the what I thought was going to be the big payoff has now being fizzled. So I don't know. I mean, I'm gonna watch the last two, but I'm not.
I think they already had their ending.
Yeah,
and they fit these things in there.
Yeah,
they work backwards.
This is just fan service at this point.
I think so, because how do you come? Like, I don't know how you get anything bigger than defeating the biggest villain and the biggest hitman and the biggest person on the show. There's nothing else after, other than these schemes that I don't care about.
Yeah. I agree with you. So I was a little disappointed about that. Now, tell me, guys, what you think about this. And you would think I would be anti this. You would think I would say no. But I will tell you, I think the person they picked is pretty daggone good. If you're going to remake Roadhouse, then I think Jake Gyllenhaal is not a bad call to replace the great Patrick Swayze. I miss you, Patrick. God bless you.
I think the reason that people are happy with this is that you know that Jake, when it comes to him throwing himself into these roles,
yeah,
like when he did the boxer movie, like there was no doubt. I mean, he was ripped. He was in shape. So that he's going to do all the training that he needs to do to pull off being the badass that he needs to be
now,
for this.
The new gimmick for this one, Angel, it's going to be Jake Gyllenhaal is doing the part of Dalton. And he's a badass MMA fighter is what he is, a UFC fighter that takes a job as a bouncer in Florida. It's going to be set in Florida this time. And, it's kind of the same premise. It's a horrible bar, in this little town, and there's all kinds of stuff going on. And Jake Gyllenhaal.
I wonder if they'll shoot in Florida.
Good question.
No, they will not. No, Angel. I promise you, they will not. They will shoot in this place called Georgia, where there is an uncapped tax percentage discount. So, not like, true. Basically, yeah, there's right, no yeah. limit. And they did, I forgot, like $16 billion worth of business. Florida was like, we're stopping that tax incentive at $1 million.
Yeah.
And that's how you lose all your shows. So, no, Angel, even though it's based in Florida, and even though the studios want to shoot in Florida, Tina Fey herself told me to her face, I wanted to shoot my movie there.
Yeah.
But there's just no incentive.
Question.
There's nothing.
For the time that when Patrick Swayze did Roadhouse, okay, and then now here we are 2022, and now we're going to have Jake Gyllenhaal doing Roadhouse. I hate even saying this, but Jake Gyllenhaal is a bigger star than Patrick Swayze was. Is that, would you say that that's accurate?
I think on par.
On par?
Yes.
The same
absolutely.
Sort of acting chops or
well,
whatever.
How old is Jake Gyllenhaal now? Is he 36, 37? And then look at Patrick Swayze.
He's been nominated for an Academy Award. I don't know that Patrick Swayze was.
Was he not?
Jake Gyllenhaal is currently 41 years old.
Yeah.
Okay, wow, he's my age. When's his birthday?
Jake's birthday is December the 19th.
Oh my God, we're almost the same age. I want to date him. Well, I should have been Jake Gyllenhaal. What the hell? Actually, I think he turns over. He's not a Sagittarius anymore. Anyway,
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Somebody says that they are shooting the new Roadhouse in Webster, Florida.
Webster, Florida?
Mm.
Where the hell is Webster, Florida?
That would be
Florida?
The place to
what
shoot
you talking
that?
About, Russ?
That's exactly where you'd
that
want
would
to
be the place, yeah.
Small town, you know, and then I'm
well,
sure
that's the name of
well,
the...
little town. That,
they're really shooting in Webster, Florida.
Well, I'm going off the texting service, so I don't know. I mean,
listen to those dodos.
They know stuff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but
I don't know the profit margins of trucks. That idiot.
So I got to tell you this, though. I mean, normally I would be like,
oh, check this out.
Nobody's good enough to replace Patrick Swayze. I think Jake Gyllenhaal is. I think he's a great actor. Oh, I think he'll do a great job.
How about this, though?
I give them the nod. What?
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, how old do you think Patrick Swayze was when he made Roadhouse?
Ooh,
I think Patrick Swayze was 32 when he did
32 years
no,
old?
No, Ready? Let's go 41, baby. Boom.
41? Holmesy?
34.
He was 37.
Yeah.
What I
so at
37
and 41, I would say that Jake Gyllenhaal is the bigger star.
Yeah, I think he is, too. He's been nominated for an Academy Award. I think people started to appreciate Patrick Swayze after he passed. You know, I don't think at the time he was considered this incredible actor, you know, even though he did a lot of, you know, like kind of some roles that were out of the...
And the movie's going to be filmed in the Dominican Republic, by the way.
Oh, is it really?
Dodo-ass texter.
I know, it's like, prove Carlos wrong. He doesn't know it. No, maybe the town, maybe the movie, the show takes place
in Webster,
Florida.
It takes place
there
in the Florida
go.
Keys.
And the keys.
Yeah. Don't listen to the texters.
I love the
stop
texters.
Stop it, Russ.
I say texters, thank you for sending
they're
that.
They're always wrong.
And I believe you guys over Ryan. He doesn't know what he's talking about
they're
ever.
They're always wrong, Russ.
They're not always
you
wrong.
You quote them they're, all the time.
I love them wrong.
They're typing in on their flip phones. They can barely get through a single word.
That's one thing that used to drive me insane about this show when I would listen. Like, just like the wrongness that would get spouted out by the show.
That's the beauty
yeah.
of it.
Yeah.
No!
And the fact that you just use the word.
My radio.
No,
you just used the word wrongness as you complained about things that were said that were improper.
Words are hard.
Yeah, words are hard.
You know that part of what we do is to make people sit at home and scream at us through their radio.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Not for just blatantly non-researched things.
Absolutely. That's specifically the thing.
Yeah.
Like just spouting off random numbers for the profit margins of trucks got some guy so riled up he was
disagreeing.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude. And then he drops the butterflies.
Were they all wrong, Angel? Were they all wrong?
No.
Here's the thing. Him and Angel been going at all morning.
Angel gets
factually,
perturbed on the text.
Yeah, I was factually correct all the way down the line. Then he starts dropping the bona fides to try to like push me in a corner. Oh, I've been in the automotive industry for 25 years.
I live next to Omar Rodriguez.
I'm Omar's next door neighbor.
Oh, his neighbor.
Well, you effing don't know what you're talking about, then you idiot.
Hey, Russ, tell Angel not to let the texters bother him.
Why do you respond?
Why do you point those out?
There's hundreds of people that love you
exactly.
all the time.
Yeah. I love them. I love the texters.
Mm-hmm.
I have a great relationship with them.
Mm-hmm. Sounds
nice
like it.
Back and forth.
That's what everybody loves about a great relationship. A nice back and forth.
A nice back and forth. To their chagrin.
Yeah.
Chagrin.
Another douche.
Well, that's why I don't read the text, because that'd be worse than Angel. It would not be ha ha ha.
This bottle of Majestic Monster Whiskey, you can get it at the Real Radio Poker Tournament coming up on August the 27th. It's going to be in the silent auction, signed by everyone on the show. This is like one of the last, there's only two of these white label bottles left, so you'll be able to get this at the silent auction. If you want to get some black label Majestic Monster Whiskey, go to monsters.fm and order it now. Order it before we run out. When we come back, it's time for Carlos to take you to the top. You're listening to The Monster of the Morning.
It's another winning Wednesday on our Instagram page at Real Radio 104.1. The clock is running. Find out and follow us on Instagram now for your chance to win today's prize. Real Radio 104.1 on Instagram is powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE.